life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
All right, Ben, welcome back. It's day 370.
Haha, we passed a whole year.
You did. I didn't even notice that.
I did. I've been counting down. I've been waiting. I don't know why. I just feel like I should bring a little confetti.
You've been waiting for this moment to say, oh, it's been a year.
Exactly.
I love that. Okay, Ben, I'm pleased with what you wrote in the journal entry. It's very uplifting. And I feel like a lot of the semester, if I'm completely honest, hasn't been that.
Yeah, I felt that too. I've lived it.
So let's talk about it then. So tell me about this PR campaign that you've been working on.
Okay, so this is for my Writing for the Comm Profession class. And basically the whole premise of the class is throughout it, we learn how to write in different styles for different things that we would need for our comm major. So like learning how to do press releases, op-eds, blogs, news stories, that kind of thing. So the final project of the semester is me and a partner, we get paired up and we have to, it's a simulation project. So we have to like simulate like we're working for a nonprofit. And our professor gave us three different topics we could pick from, whether that be pro-life movement, education reform, or human trafficking. And we get to choose which one our nonprofit is working for. So we chose human trafficking. The premise is we imagine that we are in a state capital, and that state's House of Representatives has just introduced a bill that will help our cause. We get to decide what that is. And we have to do outline a three-week like PR campaign using all the different things that we've learned from the last semester of knowledge of how to advocate for this bill and for our topic. So it involved four blogs, two op-eds, two press releases, and four like pitches for like our material to be used in other sources. So that was really fun because it was like the first time it's kind of been like a big taste of what like a comm job can look like what doing that would be. It's also been extremely stressful because throughout the entire semester, we've had like a week per assignment. So it's like, here, we're going to learn how to do an op-ed. Here's like a week and a half of information and knowledge and practice and then get it done. And then this simulation's like, how about a blog and an op-ed and a press release all due in 2 days?
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay. So you get to, you know, space it up, divide amongst yourself, like what you're going to plan ahead of time, like what our four blogs are going to be, like when they're due.
Are you in the thick of that right now?
Yes, okay. I am towards the end of it. So have a blog tomorrow that I have started. I have started.
Uh-huh, yep.
Like 100 words of, and I have 800 to go.
right, yes.
So that's kind of like the last blog, and then we finish our press releases for the PR event that we've kind of dreamed up as the culmination of this campaign. So it's been just really fun. Like, it's been a lot of work. It's been very stressful, but like, we've made all our deadlines. We've done really good in the grading so far, but it's just kind of been like, oh, shoot, this is what it feels like to do the thing.
Right. If you can succeed at this, then that's something professionally you mm-hmm. can do.
And that's something really nice to have a portfolio because
right.
we basically put this all in a shared Google Drive so you could just look and see our entire like organized campaign of all the things we're doing. So it's really exciting.
As a comm major myself, I do remember doing that. Mm. And it was challenging to say the least. And we also chose the human trafficking topic. So look how similar.
You have to dredge up your folder and I don't want to compare notes and see how you guys did it.
I mean, I could show you, but honestly, I don't remember it.
That's fair.
I'm completely honest.
Because that's one of my favorite things, too, about the class is hearing a little bit from the other groups. Because it's like,
yeah.
there are, I think, two or three other groups in the class that have chosen human trafficking as their topic.
Mm.
But like the different approach to each one based on like, because we basically come up with what the legislation is going to be, like the supposed legislation that's being passed. So like ours, we decided was going to be about like how human, like raising the types of prosecution and like the levels of sentences for human trafficking related crimes. And like, so we structured our entire campaign around building awareness for that that need and why it's important. So it's like really interesting how like we all have the same prompt and the same assignment, but the different takes on the different aspects of it based on the groups is really cool. Cause like, I don't know, it just helps me like see firsthand, like we're all different and like using the different skills and the interests that we have to still like accomplish a goal and a task, but in a way that's completely unique to someone that no one else could do. And it's been like a huge kind of confidence booster. Cause it's like, I'm not doing what you're doing exactly, but I'm doing this slightly other way to accomplish this. And like, I couldn't do what you're doing. You can't do what I'm doing. But like, because we both have these different opinions, like we're both getting this done, you know, for the glory of God and for the awareness of this advocacy topic. So it's just been really awesome to see.
It also shows that writing hard news and blogs and op-eds, like it is somewhat competitive because
oh my gosh, it is.
People, like you said, don't write the same way.
No.
And they have different talents.
Everyone has to have like their own, I don't want to say spin on it because you're trying to be very professional, but like you have to say like, you're covering this topic, what's going to make your news story different than all right. these 17 other reporters that have sent in this news story? It's like, right. oh my word.
Well, I'm glad that's going well. And I remember being in your shoes and it was challenging, but I got through it. I know you can too. Let's talk about Thanksgiving break. You went to Alabama.
Yes, I did. That was interesting. I was really excited though, because being a missionary kid, I've grown up for like my entire life flying every year back and forth. And these last 2 years, I have not flown a single time, and that feels really weird. So I finally got to fly again and go through airports again. Which
Do you
I
like
never,
to fly?
I'd love to fly. I know so many people don't. I love the airport experience. Like you just go in and it's like, it's the only place where you see people dressed in pajamas next to people in like full piece business attire. Like,
yeah,
it's this was also my first time flying by myself. So that was a really fun oh. experience. Like I got to explore airports. I, on my way back, I found a Starbucks gift card in my backpack that I thought I had used up, and I checked the balance and it had $10 on it. So I explored Charlotte's airport and found a Starbucks and like grabbed a iced white chocolate mocha and then like walked 15 minutes back to my gate. It was fun. But yeah, I went to Alabama. My family, like I said earlier, they moved down there at the end of the summer. So I went down to Alabama and just kind of chilled down there. Nothing really huge happened, but I got to rest. And that was very needed because I felt like I was slowly inching my way towards like burnout right at the end of like right before break. So
I remember for fall break, you said that you did rest some and do some things with friends, but it didn't really rejuvenate you at all.
Oh, this was rejuvenating.
But this one was.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I slept in every day. And I did like, I mean, I did work too, because I got some of this, we had assignments for that simulation that, you know, were due right at the end of break. So I worked on that, worked on some reviews for Cedars stuff, but like I slept in and I just went on errands. We went thrifting. Like I watched TV shows with my mom, like just fun, calming things where it's like I can just kind of turn my brain off for a minute. And that was something I didn't really do over fall break because like there were some mini crises and friend stuff and social navigation. And this was kind of just like turn everything off and just recharge.
Also, you have just moved to Alabama recently.
Yes.
And you mentioned that it was odd feeling homesick in your own home because you didn't know anyone in the state besides
oh, yeah.
your family. What is that like? I have never moved.
For all my life, as far as I can remember, I've had two quote-unquote homes. I've had the Philippines, where I've spent 10 months out of the year, and we've had Cleveland, where we spend 2 months out of the year. We do mini furloughs every year, so that's how we do. 10 months there, 2 months here. 10 months there, 2 months here. So that has been home. And even in the Philippines, Cleveland has always been home more, even though I've never really lived there as much, just because it's where families are, it's where friends are, it's where my church is. So when COVID hit and we got stranded, we couldn't go back to the Philippines. We lived in Cleveland for about a year and a half. It's like the longest time I've ever lived in America. So Cleveland just it became home even more. We lived with grandparents. I really made bonds in my youth group. We had a new youth pastor who came down, and it was just really building relationships. And then as my parents couldn't go back to the Philippines, they've been looking for a domestic ministry that they can do. So they've decided to move down to Alabama and start work down there. And so at the end of summer, that was kind of a really hard thing, was letting go of just the family and friends and really the only home that I've had left.
Is Cedarville not a home for you?
It has been. It has become a home. But that the concept of break comes by, Christmas break, summer break, you have to go home. That home that you go to doesn't feel like a home anymore. Like, my family's there. My brother is only an hour away, which is great because we didn't expect that. He moved down to Alabama first, and we thought we'd see him, like, you know, once a year at Christmas, and then we decided to end up following him to another part of the state. But it's been a very strange feeling because I'm going to visit Cleveland over Christmas, I think, and I'm excited for that. But it's just that weird feeling like I'm going back to a place that I don't know.
That is odd, and I've never experienced that.
It's not fun, but sometimes it's necessary, and change is important and change is good. And my parents are doing some good work down there, and I understand that. But I still miss friends. I miss the place I grew up. I miss the areas that I know and I'm familiar with. But I mean, it's a nice place down there. I don't doubt it. Like, the city they're in, it's grown on me bit by bit. But, like, I don't really have any bonds or relationships down there. So,
well, what I do know is that you have bonds and relationships here at Cedarville. Mm-hmm. And you will eventually come back.
And I expect over summer, hopefully, things will be different. Like, my parents haven't found a church to settle down in yet. And, like, I haven't started working down there yet. So, like, once I get a job, start to get to know people through work, hopefully get to know people from a church, like, maybe be involved if they have, like, some kind of, like, college age group. But, mm-hmm. like, I know it will be good and it will be fine. But up until then, it's kind of just in that uncertain feeling of I'm excited, question mark?
Well, thanks for sharing. Mm-hmm. I will pray for that.
Thank you.
For sure. And lastly, but not least, let's talk about all the entertainment that you so love to watch. So you've seen a lot of movies and TV shows recently. What's been the best?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I am a huge nerd.
I know.
Biggest thing I'm a nerd for, without a doubt, is Star Wars.
Oh.
I'm a Star Wars guy.
I'm not.
And that hurts me spiritually, physically, mentally. Like, I grew up watching Star Wars. Like, my brother got me into Star Wars. We grew up watching the Clone Wars animated show. Like, when we would go back for our summers, our 2 months in the States, we'd buy a season, take it back with us, and split it up. We would do 2 episodes a month just to make it last. That's how much of a Star Wars fan I am.
Wow.
And the new Star Wars show, Andor, is coming out. I've been reviewing that for Cedars. And its finale came out right when I, like, got to Alabama, and I got to sit down on the couch and put it on and enjoy the last hour of great TV. So that was awesome.
Well, Ben, it's been great catching up with you again, and the PR campaign, continue with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that you're figuring out your place in Alabama, but also knowing that you still have a place here, and you always find time to watch TV shows, movies. I know you love that, so good for you.
Thank you.
I'm very encouraged that the past 2 weeks have been rejuvenating, especially break, for you, because I know it hasn't been recently.
It's been a pretty difficult semester. It's been a good semester, but the last 2 weeks have definitely been a lot more uplifting than hardship, so I've been really grateful for that.
Before we go on break, we'll talk one more time.
Okay.
All right, so good luck on finals, and I'll see you during finals week.
Thank you. See you then.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.